Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Crisis Management Experience. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with the topic, describe a time when you had to manage a crisis. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this challenging yet common IELTS speaking task. Understanding the topic. The ability to discuss crisis management is crucial in both personal and professional contexts. IELTS examiners often include this topic to assess candidates' problem-solving skills, emotional intelligence, and ability to communicate complex situations clearly. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about dealing with problems or unexpected situations. Here are some possible questions. How do you usually react when faced with a sudden problem? Do you think people in your country are good at handling crises? What qualities do you think are important for managing difficult situations? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, band 7-8. Well, when I'm confronted with an unexpected issue, I try to remain calm and assess the situation objectively. I believe it's crucial to take a step back and consider all possible solutions before acting. This approach helps me make more rational decisions and avoid panicking, which can often make things worse. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Here's a potential cue card related to crisis management. Describe a time when you had to manage a crisis. You should say what the crisis was, when and where it happened, how you handled it, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to manage a crisis at my previous workplace. It was about 2 years ago when I was working as a project manager for a software development company. The crisis occurred when our main server crashed just 2 days before a major product launch. This happened on a Wednesday evening, and it couldn't have come at a worse time. We were all set to unveil our new software to a group of important clients on Friday morning. To handle the situation, I immediately sprang into action. First, I called an emergency meeting with our IT team to assess the damage and explore possible solutions. We worked through the night, trying to recover the lost data and get the server back online. Realizing that we might not be able to fix everything in time, I also developed a contingency plan. I reached out to a cloud service provider to set up a temporary hosting solution for our demonstration. Simultaneously, I kept our stakeholders informed about the situation, assuring them that we were doing everything possible to resolve the issue. Through sheer determination and teamwork, we managed to recover most of the data and set up the temporary solution by Thursday afternoon. We successfully conducted the product launch on Friday, and our clients were none the wiser about the crisis we had just averted. Looking back, I felt a mix of emotions about this experience. Initially, I was overwhelmed and stressed, given the high stakes involved. However, as we worked through the problem, I felt a growing sense of confidence and pride in our team's ability to handle such a challenging situation. Ultimately, I felt relieved and accomplished when we successfully navigated the crisis. This experience taught me valuable lessons about crisis management, effective communication, and the importance of always having a backup plan. It also reinforced my belief in the power of teamwork and staying calm under pressure. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to project management? What do you think is the most important skill in crisis management? Sample answer, band 8-9. This experience was a real eye-opener for me. It fundamentally shifted my approach to project management. I now place a much greater emphasis on risk assessment and contingency planning. I've implemented regular system checks and backup procedures to mitigate the risk of similar crises in the future. Moreover, I've learned the value of building strong relationships with external service providers who can offer support in emergencies. In my opinion, the most crucial skill in crisis management is adaptability. Crises are inherently unpredictable, and what works in one situation may not work in another. The ability to quickly assess a situation, think on your feet, and adjust your approach as circumstances change is invaluable. This needs to be coupled with strong communication skills to keep all stakeholders informed and maintain trust throughout the crisis. Part 3, two-way discussion. Examiner, Let's talk more about crisis management. Do you think the ability to handle crises is becoming more important in today's world? Yes, I believe the ability to manage crises is becoming increasingly important in our modern world. With the rapid pace of technological change and the interconnectedness of global systems, we're facing new and complex challenges more frequently. For instance, cybersecurity threats or supply chain disruptions can have far-reaching consequences that require quick and effective responses. Moreover, social media and instant communication mean that information about crises spreads rapidly, putting additional pressure on leaders to respond promptly and appropriately. Sample answer band 8-9. Absolutely. I'd argue that crisis management skills are more crucial now than ever before. We're living in an era characterized by volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, often referred to as a VUCA world. This environment breeds crises that are often unprecedented and multifaceted. Take the recent global pandemic, for instance. It wasn't just a health crisis, but it triggered a cascade of economic, social, and political crises worldwide. Leaders at all levels, from governments to small businesses, had to navigate uncharted waters, making critical decisions with limited information and under immense pressure. Furthermore, the digital revolution has created new types of crises, such as data breaches or viral misinformation, which can escalate rapidly and cause significant damage to organizations and individuals alike. The ability to anticipate potential crises, respond swiftly and effectively, and learn from these experiences is becoming a key differentiator in personal and professional success. In essence, I believe that cultivating resilience and honing crisis management skills is no longer just an asset, but a necessity in our increasingly complex and interconnected world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To spring into action, phrasal verb, sprintuichen, to react quickly and suddenly. Example, as soon as we heard about the fire, we sprang into action to evacuate the building. To keep stakeholders informed. Kept stakeholders formed. To regularly update all parties involved in a situation. Example, during the project delay, I made sure to keep all stakeholders informed of our progress. Contingency plan, noun, tinsy plan, a plan designed for an outcome other than in the usual plan. Example, we always have a contingency plan in case our main strategy doesn't work out. To mitigate risk, it risk, to reduce the likelihood or severity of a potential problem. Example, we implemented new safety procedures to mitigate the risk of workplace accidents. Adaptability, noun, adaptability, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, in today's fast-changing business environment, adaptability is a crucial skill for managers. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing crisis management, practice narrating personal experiences related to problem-solving and unexpected situations. Develop a rich vocabulary to describe emotions, actions, and outcomes in crisis scenarios. Work on your ability to provide detailed explanations and examples to support your points. Improve your fluency by regularly discussing complex topics with native English speakers or language exchange partners. Record yourself answering practice questions and analyze your responses for areas of improvement. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confidence in your delivery. For more tips on handling difficult situations in your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to handle a difficult situation. By mastering these strategies and continuously practicing, you'll be well prepared to tackle any crisis-related questions in your IELTS speaking test with confidence and eloquence.